From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Just Deserts of Sinners, another part of the theme, The Principles of Divine Judgment. The text is found in chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, which speak of God rendering to every man according to his deeds. Beginning with verse 8, the passage reveals the awful judgment of those that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. Paul describes their fate as indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. These verses show the true state of sinners before a holy God. They are contentious, that is, they fight against God. In addition, they do not obey the truth, even though they know it. As we'll see today, what sinners have rejected in time, they will receive in eternity. In the everlasting flames of hell, sinners will realize that they are suffering the just displeasure of God. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook.
Today's devotional is called The Reason for Singing. The text is Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. What a word is this! Jehovah God in the center of his people, in all the majesty of his power. This presence alone suffices to inspire us with peace and hope. Treasures of boundless might are stored in our Jehovah, and he dwells in his church. Therefore may his people shout for joy. We not only have his presence, but he is engaged upon his choice work of salvation. He will save. He is always saving. He takes his name of Jesus from it. Let us not fear any danger, for he is mighty to save. Nor is this all. He abides evermore the same. He loves. He finds rest in loving. He will not cease to love. His love gives him joy. He even finds a theme for song in his beloved. This is exceedingly wonderful. When God wrought creation, he did not sing, but simply said, "It is very good." But when he came to redemption, then the sacred Trinity felt a joy to be expressed in song. Think of it and be astonished. Jehovah Jesus sings a marriage song over his chosen bride. She is to him his love, his joy, his rest, his song. O Lord Jesus, by thine immeasurable love to us, teach us to love thee, to rejoice in thee, and to sing unto thee our life psalm.
Thank you.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
Does not reveal His truth for you and me to decide whether it is true or whether it is not true. God reveals to us His truth in order that we may bow before Him and obey His truth. Truth is to be obeyed. That will tell you that there is something inherently flawed in much of the so-called apologetic and evangelistic methodology that the majority of evangelicals use today. There is the notion, if only we can give sinners more information, if only we can give them it in a more visual form, if only we can make it more attractive, if only we can do this or do that, just let them know more. If they know enough, that will do the trick. Don't you believe it? There's something more than simple information needed to convert a sinner. It's called regeneration, or effectual calling, or a mighty divine work of grace, equivalent to Jesus standing at the grave of Lazarus and saying to the dead, come forth. It's not just information sinners need. Now they need information. That's why we preach the truth. But all men and women, we need the Holy Ghost to come and do a work that will take this special revelation of God and accompany it by an internal revelation of grace that will combine to make a saving revelation to sinners. They do not obey the truth, but they obey unrighteousness. Do you see how Paul is carefully using words here? If you or I had been writing this, we'd have said they don't obey the truth, but they do obey the lie. That would be true enough, wouldn't it? But that's not what he says. They obey unrighteousness. That takes you right back to chapter 1 and verse 18, where the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Those are the two aspects of the guilty nature of the sinner. And what Paul is saying is, these people, in disobeying the truth of God, are acting with the evil principle of unrighteousness in hearing him and giving power to everything they say and do. In other words, the vaunted free will of man is free to sin. It is moved by a principle inherent within him that is wicked, is as wicked as the devil himself, as dark as outer darkness. It is the principle of unrighteousness. That's the controlling principle of the unsaved, so that they gladly receive the lie and obey the dictates of sin, while they blithely reject God's revealed truth. Perhaps that's where you are tonight. I said I had put in your hands the tool of knowing and finding out exactly where you stand with God. And I'm going to repeat that to you, because from what I have said, you listen to me. You cannot go out through those doors tonight saying, I don't know. For most assuredly you do. Most assuredly you do. If this contentiousness is at the root of your being, rejecting what the Bible says, what God has to say about the revelation of sin, selfishly excusing yourself. Oh, you can judge Christians. I've met very few sinners that aren't very quick to judge Christians and tell them how the Christian life ought to be lived and what dirty little hypocrites they are for not living it right. I've met plenty of those. The reality is, they're not a bit interested in how those Christians live. It's a dirty little scheme to cover up their own sin. Revelation of their sin. They reject God's remedy for their sin. What a remedy. I've already spoken somewhat on the justifying grace of God that we receive by faith. A faith indeed that is the gift of God. It's all of grace. A remedy that takes us to the cross, that shows us God incarnate, crucified for our salvation, shows us the fountain of His blood shed for our reconciliation with God and our pardon from guilt and the shame of our sin. What a remedy. You remember Isaac tied up, led upon an altar with the blade, the dagger of death about to descend and plunge into his heart. And God says, there's a substitute. What kind of a fool would you describe Isaac as being if he had said, away with the sacrifice, away with the substitute. I'm a free man here, and I choose to be bound to this altar, and I choose to die. Man, you'd say that man is a fool. And yet that's what some of you have done for years and continue to do tonight, rejecting not only the revelation that God gives of your sin, but the remedy He sets before you in the precious blood of His own dear Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when God announces His retribution on sin, you argue about that too. I don't believe God would send me to an everlasting hell. And you, a man who didn't believe that God would ever allow men to stand on the moon. And when the films came, the shots of the astronauts on the moon, he said it was just done in a Hollywood studio. God wouldn't allow it. They made a big enough mess of the earth, and he wouldn't let them mess up another place. That was his thinking. He believed it sincerely. Didn't change the fact that God allowed men to stand on the moon. We may smile at his naivety, but some here tonight are not only more naive, but more dangerously foolish. For God has said, I will bring every work into judgment. God has said it. And you dare to say, I don't believe it. These terms show you the heart of the unsaved. And it's very interesting to me that they rebel against all that God says about the very things that He sends His Holy Spirit to witness most about to the hearts of men. When Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, He said when He's come, He will reprove or convict or convince the world of what? Of sin. Of righteousness. And of judgment. Of sin. Of the remedy for sin. And of judgment upon sin. And those are the very things that sinners fight with God most about. So that those who reject His witness continue in the service of unrighteousness, according to Romans chapter 2, will receive in eternity what they have earned in time. Remember what I said? What you do now has consequences. The wages of sin is death. There's a great American preacher preached a sermon. Dr. Paisley liked the title. He didn't preach the sermon, but he liked the title. And he preached another great sermon with the same title. On Romans 6:23. Payday, someday. Payday. The wages of sin is death. And verses 8 and 9 then describe those just deserts, those wages of sin, in a fearful way. The words that Paul uses here are indignation and wrath, and then tribulation or affliction and anguish, or we could translate that distress. Indignation and wrath. Wrath is the just displeasure of God. Indignation is the fiery fury of that displeasure. Some people preach about hell as if the worst part of it were the fire. I don't want to lessen the impact of what the Bible talks about when it describes the fires of hell. But let me tell you what gives the fury, what gives the agony, what gives the bitterness to the sufferings of the damned in hell is the realization that they now cannot escape, that they had argued against and they had fought against and they had dismissed and rejected all their lives, but now they're confronted with it, and every second that passes throughout eternity, it is hammered home with unrelenting force to their heart: I am suffering the just displeasure of God. This is not an accident. This is not some cosmic disaster. This is not the fallout of some great event over which we had no control. This is the just displeasure of God, the God who created me. The God who said, I have written unto him the great things of my law, and they were counted as a strange thing. The God who sent his own dear son to die that I might never be in hell. The God who stretched out his arms on Calvary's cross in an embrace that could embrace the world. That's the God I'm talking about. And I am suffering the just displeasure of a holy God, wrath and indignation.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.